Now, let's hear from a candidate. We have a live candidate on the line this morning. I guess he's in Baltimore, too, and that is he still there? Yeah, Spiro Lancaster, who's a Libertarian. Mr. Lancaster, are you there?
Yeah, the name is Spear.
Spear. I'm sorry. I have
E-A-R.
The producer's shouting in my ear. That's his fault. He put Spiro on here. I was going to say Spiro Agnew. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, Mr. Spear.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lancaster, let me ask you, what do you think about this election? And then you can give your pitch.
I think this election is a typical. It's been happening for 50 years. This is the standard one party with the two branches with no choices. In Maryland, you have 45 state senators. 15 are totally unopposed. 15 might as well not be opposed. People have no choices. The sort of like going to a baseball game and they announce the score before they play the game.
Uh-huh.
Kind of boring.
Right. Do you think that we're going to get to that day where we'll find other parties? I mean, independent candidates seem to be doing pretty good.
I think so. This is the only country in the world that has a monopoly, actually an oligarchy. It's the only country in the world that has this. So it would lead me to believe that, yes, there's a good possibility.
Now, you're running for a gubernatorial race in Maryland.
Right.
What do you feel that is so important about your candidacy?
Well, to start with, it's the first time that people have had a choice in over 30 years. That's the first thing that's important. Secondly, I think it's a watershed in politics, and I think it's a combination of the Internet, younger people. I talk to a lot of college people, a lot of young high school people. I think the realization that the present system is broke. We're talking about Morella and Van Hollen. You would need a micrometer to see the difference in these two people.
Oh. Interesting. Go ahead. What about the gubernatorial side?
Well, the gubernatorial side, you know, both of these people like big government. Both these people don't mind using government to reward friends and punish enemies. Both of them see government as a booty to be passed around. I don't see any difference.
Then how do you get around big government? I mean, there's going to be a bureaucracy. What government is all about is bureaucracy.
It's tough. It's what democracy...
I mean, Republicans, am I right, Jim? The Republicans for years have talked about getting rid of big government.
Right.
And here we find even Ronald Reagan, who was the biggest advocate of let's reduce government, turned out he has come about with big government back in the 1980s.
Ronald Reagan actually did a pretty good job of reining government.
Yeah, he got rid of little people.
No. His problem was he had a Democratic Congress
George Bush?
Well, I must say, you know, I'm
the senior.
Right. Oh, senior. Okay.
Yeah, he had big government.
You know,
Jerry, you're absolutely right. Under Reagan and Bush, they quadrupled the national debt. And you've got a president now, Franklin Delano Bush, down there that would make the original Franklin Delano green with envy at the farm bill he just passed.
Well, let me say, I strongly support the president, but could you imagine what it would be like if Al Gore was president today? Oh, my God.
Well, that's like saying, you know, would you better be dropped off a 100-foot building or a 500-foot building? I really don't think it makes any difference.
You know what? With the 100-foot building, you have a shot at living. With the Democrats, maybe not.
Dana has...
I would just as soon go to 500 foot,
and
I know it's.
Wait a minute,
and that, my friends, is why we left the Libertarian Party.
Wait a minute, Spear. Let's get a Democrat in here.
Well, Spear sounds awful Republican this morning. I'm a little bit shocked. However, when we have nothing to say, we try to go towards old figureheads in the Democratic Party. Let's talk about this election. Let's talk about the fact that not only is there momentum, but let me talk about the Cook Report. Charlie Cook, a national famous pollster, came out and said, hey, listen, this race for the Republicans and the Democrats for the House is tied, and the Democrats actually have a little bit of an edge, and the president is not helping the Republicans at all. And by I mean helping, I mean the American public, there is no coattails there. No one in 1994, not one political pundit or talking head said, let me tell you something. Not only are the Republicans going to take back the House under the control of Newt Gingrich, but they're going to win by 54 seats. No one thought that would happen.
Okay.
And And I think that it's the same kind of momentum that we're having.
Okay, Spear Lancaster, yes. You have 10 seconds to give a rebuttal and say goodbye.
Dana wants to talk about the current candidates. Let's talk about the current candidates that supposedly run a boot camp where hundreds of kids were brutalized. And we know this because we paid them off. Have you seen anybody brought before a grand jury to be indicted? Where's the responsibility of these people?
You're talking about Ms. Townsend.
Yes, and I'm talking about a $1.7 billion she was supposed to be sitting in while this was going down. Who's accountable for this?
Okay, thank you very much, Spear Lancaster. And I will not say Spiro Agnew, Spear Lancaster. I got it straight. Is that okay, Nicholas?
You got it right.